Welcome into a new episode of Beyond Sunday. For this episode, I am joined by Whitney Reisner. Whitney, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you so much for having me.
I just told you before we started recording, but I should actually be thanking you for this whole podcast because you were my inspiration. So I just wanted to start with that. But for those who don't know Whitney yet, she is the wife of Bengals offensive lineman Dalton Reisner, and they joined the Bengals about August, a week before the first week of the season, and we'll get to that. But I had no idea about like your incredible off the field life that you've provided for you and your husband. And that's what I'm like the most excited to dig into, because the whole idea of this podcast was to share incredible women's stories, and you have seems like such a great thing going on. So I can't wait to dig in with you.
Thank you so much. Honored to be inspired by this. This is incredible, and I'm excited to be here.
Awesome. So I've started every episode by asking this, and I am going to ask you first. How did you meet Dalton?
So Dalton and I met. I actually played basketball at Fort Hays State. He played football at Kansas State, and our schools played each other in like a women's exhibition game. So Fort Hays State would go up to Kansas State every year, and our girls would play each other. And so I can't remember exactly. It started out on social media. He, I think, DM'd me after a game or before a game, and I had a boyfriend at the time. And so honestly, it like fizzled out. I told him I was like going on a date with a guy, and we actually didn't talk for a year. And then my parents had a house at the Ozarks. They have a house at the Ozarks, so I would work there in the summer. And we ended up running into each other at the lake, and it was honestly like we hit it off. And he was like, I turn 23 next weekend. Like, do you want to come back to Colorado? And I met his whole family the next weekend, and the rest was kind of history. We just kind of hit it off from that first point.
So you guys have been together since he was 23 years old?
Yes. Wow. So 7 years. Yeah. Okay.
So you just talked about your basketball career. What position did you play?
So I was a 2-3 shooting guard.
Okay.
So like to hang out on the
perimeter.
Definitely
have the basketball build.
Yes. Yeah. I grew up playing 2-3, not point guard, but also not someone that would like to get low and bang down low. Wasn't interested in that. Would just kind of hang out on the perimeter and shoot.
So where is Fort Hays State?
Fort Hays State is in Western Kansas. So there's Kansas State, and then you go even more Western. It's like 4 hours from Colorado.
Okay.
It's in the middle of nowhere.
And how far away is that from where you're from?
It was about 6 to 7 hours away from where I was from, so pretty far from home. I remember like loading up my Jeep and leaving for college and being like, oh my gosh, I'm so far from my parents.
Wow.
But it was good for me. It was really good for me.
So let's go to life after. What did you go to college for? What was your degree?
So I switched degrees a couple times. So I originally wanted to do physical therapy, and I started my undergrad, and I had, you know, I was kind of all over the place, then changed to nursing, and it's kind of wild. I actually did my undergrad in nursing, and then I was in the nursing program for a year or for a semester, and I was like, holy cow, like this is crazy. I don't know how people do this. I remember getting like super lightheaded after we did like a finger prick or something, and I'm like, okay, this actually might not be the field for me if I'm getting lightheaded about this. So ended up switching out of that. And to kind of give you a little backstory, I was at Fort Hays for 2 years, and I transferred out my third year. And I went to a smaller school, a little bit closer to home. And that's where I did the nursing program. They had a really good nursing program there. And in that time, Dalton was a rookie. And so we were doing long distance. I was playing, you know, a sport. He would be playing on the weekends. I remember I would have like a 5 a.m. exam and a workout the Monday morning, but I would be flying to Denver to watch his games. And it was crazy. Like anything that we could do to see each other, we did, but it was very tough times for sure.
In my head, you said Denver, and then I'm like, wait, Denver. And I forgot that's where he got drafted.
He was drafted to Denver,
When I think of it, I just think of the recency. I just think I don't know why in my head I thought he was drafted by the Vikings, because that's where you guys were before Cincinnati.
Yeah.
So you ended up, what did you decide on for your degree to graduate with?
It's so funny. So I'm like, okay, this isn't for me. Let's pivot. So I ended up just getting a general business like marketing degree, anything that I could do to just kind of finish out the bachelor's degree and kind of move forward. COVID was happening towards the end of that year too. So it was kind of crazy times. I was like, honestly, I just need a degree and then I can figure out what I want to do next.
So after you graduated, did you move straight to Denver?
I did. Okay. So after graduation, well, technically I did my last year, COVID year, in Denver. Mm. Everything was all online. Things were shutting down. And it was kind of a crazy transition. I went from being like Whitney the basketball player to Dalton Reisner's girlfriend. Mm-hmm. And that was a really hard transition for me because I'm transitioning out of a sport I've played my whole life. Mm-hmm. And I'm also kind of going into this new role and nobody knows me. It's like my identity. I'm like, who am I? I'm not a basketball player anymore. You know, what do I want to do with life? So that was a really hard transition for me. Also, COVID was happening. Mm-hmm. So there was no in-person events. I wasn't meeting any of the girls. And it was just kind of a really weird time, mm-hmm. to be honest.
So let's talk about that.
Yeah.
You were looking for what your thing was going to be.
Yeah, absolutely.
Tell me about how you came up with the idea to start your own jewelry company and tell the listeners about your jewelry company.
Yeah, absolutely. So I should fast forward back a little bit. My freshman year, I'm in my college dorm making handmade jewelry. And honestly, a big reason was because I couldn't afford nice jewelry, mm-hmm. but I loved jewelry. Ever since I was little, there's photos of me with like thumb rings, bracelets on at 6 years old. Always had just a love for accessorizing. Mm-hmm. And my freshman year, I remember I wanted to have cool, different jewelry. But I was, you know, a broke college kid, couldn't really afford it. And I'm like, you know, I'm going to go to Michael's, Joann's, Hobby Lobby. I'm going to go get all the utensils and I'm going to make my own jewelry. Like, it's going to be great. So I started making it. And I remember one of the girls on the soccer team was like, hey, where'd you get that necklace? And I was like, I made it. She was like, well, will you make me one? I was like, duh, like for sure. So that was like my first customer, quote unquote. And I'm like, I've always had a business like mindset too. So in the back of my head, I'm like, I need to make this work. Like, mm-hmm. I need to start a business. There's a need for it. Like,
that's so cool.
And so I started my own website. Mind you, I'm a freshman in college playing a college sport. Like, the time was limited, but I'm in my dorm room making jewelry, like cranking it out to girls on different teams. And I started my own website, my own Instagram. It was called Fun and Flirty Jewelry because one of my teammates would always be like, that's fun and flirty. So named it Fun and Flirty Jewels. And of course, I just didn't have like the resources. I would take all of our packages to the local post office. I remember one time someone from New Jersey ordered and I was like, this is crazy. So I was getting orders. But at the time, obviously playing a college sport, I just didn't have the time and the resources for it. So Fun and Flirty did shut down. But I think I always knew one day that I wanted to start something, whether it was jewelry, mm-hmm. Whatever that was. So fast forward, I get out of college basketball and I'm trying to figure out what Whitney wants to do. And I tried everything. I got my real estate license. I was a nanny, a substitute teacher. Like, I did not hold back. I was like, okay, I'm going to figure out what I want to do, like what my passions are. And COVID's kind of hitting. There's not much going on. TikTok starts to be a really big thing. And I remember posting a video of Dalton pulling me over the wall at a Denver game and it blew up. It had millions of views. I think it had like got all the way up to like 30 million views, which is insane. And I remember thinking, oh, like this is fun. This mm-hmm. is, you know, people are loving to see this side of the NFL. And at that time, nobody else was really like posting that kind of stuff. And so I really leaned into that and started posting that NFL style content. And I know this is like, I'm taking you around the story, but I promise it'll all be great.
I love hearing all this.
But I started posting this NFL style content and I really leaned into it. Any trend, it was about the NFL because I thought this audience follows me for the NFL. Mm-hmm. Like I got to give them what they want. Mm-hmm. And I remember hitting a period where I was like, okay, if I were to meet someone in person, I would never tell them about my husband's career. And this feels like imposter syndrome. It feels almost like I don't know who I am mm-hmm. on the internet. I'm somebody that I'm actually not. And so I hit a really big kind of burnout. And I was like, okay, if I'm going to continue to do this social media thing, it's got to be my passions. And so I remember we were planning for our wedding and I'm like, Dalton, I want to start this jewelry business. Like it's time. And I remember he was like, we're planning this wedding now's the time. And I'm like researching manufacturers, trying all these samples. And I'm like, now's the time. Looking back, I could have waited a couple months, mm-hmm. but I started trying all these manufacturers and I was like, okay, my passion has always been jewelry, accessorizing, designing. So I really tapped back into that. And that's, you know, where Wawees was born and kind of now I get to do social media and WAWIs, two of my passions. And I've learned to share the things I love and not just the NFL stuff. Mm-hmm. It's definitely a part of our life, and half the year we're in season and I share that, but it's definitely not just all NFL content.
Do they go hand in hand? Is having a presence on social media helpful to your jewelry business?
Absolutely. I think that having that platform gave me the confidence to mm-hmm. be like, oh, I have this group of people that I love. They know me. You know, we have this community. I can now show them my passions, and I know they'll support me. I know that they care about the things that I care about. So it gave me so much confidence to start WAWIs. Yeah. I was like, you know, I want to show people what I actually love.
How did you come up with the name? What's the story behind the name?
Yeah. So when I was younger, I couldn't say my name, Whitney Marie. So I would call myself WAWAWI. And it was so funny because throughout the process, I'm Googling all these luxury jewelry names and I'm thinking, what can this be that's, you know, feels luxury, feels high end? And I kind of just took a step back and I was talking to Dalton and I'm like, you know, everything I've done in my life, I've got to where I am from just like being authentically me and not having to put on a face or make this like super big name. Like, it's just being authentic. And I'm like, Baby Wit would love to know that she named this jewelry company.
That's awesome.
So she's my inspo for sure.
So would you, for those of our listeners and people watching, how would you explain the style? Would you say it's luxury jewelry? I mean, you're wearing it, all your pieces.
Wearing all the
jewels. How would you explain it to someone who doesn't know your jewelry business that maybe now might want to go check it out?
Yeah. So when I started designing jewelry, I thought of me as the customer, right? Someone who loves jewelry, loves switching out her pieces, wants something that's made to last, but also something that's affordable. Mm-hmm. And so we have affordable price points. It's between like $50 to $70 and it's water resistant. So it's demi-fine jewelry. So you're not breaking the bank, but also jewelry that's made to last. So we offer a 1-year warranty on all of our pieces. So kind of promise and guarantees that made to last.
So I want to ask you about your most recent line, because I think your story that you created that line is one that's worth talking about.
Yeah.
But has there been a wow moment where maybe a celebrity or someone that you never in a million years thought would ever buy or wear your jewelry has that moment happened for you yet?
Yes. I actually had a stylist that she had, I can't even remember. It was like a bunch of girls from like Coachella and they were all like wearing it in a photo. And I knew they were celebrities. I didn't necessarily know like who everybody was, but even just like seeing like how the connections of, okay, I sent this to a stylist and she's styling Demi Lovato and she's styling all these like big celebrities and, you know, puts my jewelry out there on a couple of them, or some really big influencers. Like, I am sure you've heard of the two girls out of New York, Acquired Style and Danielle. So they're two like twin sisters. Maybe not. It's totally okay. It's very niche.
Casey is nodding her head. I'm not on the TikTok game.
So we just sent out like a gifting and I was playing around on the back end and saw that she like accepted a gifting and picked out the styles that she wanted. And it was kind of just a moment where I was like, that is so cool. Yeah. Like, you know, just even that she knows who WAWIs is.
Yeah.
And so a lot of little moments, or I mean, even just seeing people on TikTok and like my team will send it to me and be like, oh my gosh, those are your earrings. Or I had a girl that posted a video and I was like, I love your earrings. And she's like, thanks, they're from WAWIs. And I'm like, how cool that like for the longest time it's been me, you know, putting out my brand. And I, for the longest time, thought people don't know WAWIs without me, but how cool that someone does.
Yeah. So you just recently announced the launch of your new line.
Yes.
Is one of those it?
No, okay. I don't have one of them on right now. I know. Oh, actually, that's not true. This second one is a part of the Forever Collection.
Okay. So your inspo was something that happened in your life on a personal basis. Do you want to share what your inspo behind your most recent jewelry drop line was?
Absolutely. My husband and I experienced pregnancy loss this past season. And you know, I was sitting there thinking about having something to like show for it. You know, you go through this really hard, extensive process of, you know, you're not only like losing your baby, but then there's, you know, things that follow that you have to go through and kind of grasp. And I think then you're just kind of left with nothing, you know, in a sense of like, you're like, man, you long for that, you know, relationship with your baby or to be able to hold your baby, but that's just sometimes not the reality. And so I was sitting there and I was like, you know, I want something to hold on to, like something to look at and be reminded of it. And so I designed the Forever Collection. It's a pear-shaped and a round-shaped diamond. The pear resembles mama or like a womb. And the round-shaped diamond represents baby, like a little bean. And they're always touching. They're forever connected throughout the collection. And so I designed four pieces. And I really wanted to just have that for other people that have gone through it. It's unfortunately extremely common. Yeah. And so it's been really, really sweet to see how many people have been affected in a positive way by it and been able to smile and look back on a really hard thing and have something to hold on to.
I think that's so beautiful. Thank you. Before we switch to a new topic, what advice would you give to someone that is going through that right now?
Oh, that's really good. I think that in the time, there's not a lot of words to say. I always think of like when I was going through it and a lot of my family or friends would just like hug me and be like, I don't know what to say. And I'm like, there's really nothing you can say, right? Like it's like some of those times there's no words that can truly comfort. But I believe that, you know, God's promises are real and that he is good. And, you know, that's what got me through it. And so I think whatever you believe in to get you through it is important to hold on to.
Well, that is so beautiful. And I will leave that topic right there because I think that's very well said. So now I want to go to the part of your life that brought you to Cincinnati. And that is the challenging time that you and Dalton went through last year because so he played how many years in Denver?
4 years in Denver.
And then you guys got signed by the Vikings.
2 years at Minnesota and then the second year here in Cincy.
So after Minnesota, you guys had a period of time where he went unsigned and you didn't know where you were going to go next. So how many months was that where he went unsigned? Do you remember?
So that would have been January to August.
Yeah.
So
long time.
Long time. Yeah.
How did you get through that time? Was it just one of those things? Because I'd imagine it's really hard to stay in the day-to-day and continue to help Dalton stay motivated and not give up. But you're also – they're probably after, you know, a few months, you're human. Your head might probably start thinking like, okay, is this the end for us? Like what was that period of time like for you?
Yeah, I mean, Dalton, if you know him, he is – one of the strongest humans I've ever met. His mindset and his strong will are so incredible. And there really wasn't a day that ever wavered. Like we spent our time in Florida and there was a park down the road and he would be walking with his cleats every day to that little patch of grass every single day. And one day he like came home and made the joke that it was a retired community and this like older gentleman walks by and he's like, that's a serious fantasy football league you got going on as Dalton's out there like doing pass sets. And it's just, it's a good reminder that even in the times where like everyone's doubting you or no one thinks this, like he the whole time stayed super locked in and was ready to go. I mean, he showed up here and had one practice and then was blocking Myles Garrett.
Like, I know.
Like that's insane to be out of work for 9 months and to show up and just pick up where you left off. And yeah, I'm so proud of him.
It was really cool to watch that game and then see knowing, you know, he went through that period of time where he got his spot taken after he got put in and then he blossomed at the end of the season.
100%.
And knowing, you know, what some of the guys in the locker room have said about him and what a positive influence he's been. And I was so happy for you guys that you guys got another extension here because he did get thrown into a really challenging situation. And I do know just based off like covering everyone at Zach Taylor's press conference, like so much of how you just carry yourself and like how you go about your work goes such a long way. And that's 100%. For not just, you know, athletes like that lesson can be applied. Dalton's lesson can be applied to, you know, every person that's going through something. Like if you feel so strongly about something and you don't want to give up, you don't let anybody tell you that you can't. Yeah. And there's no expiration date on your dream. And if you stick to a process and you have the right people around you and, you know, you carry yourself with class and professionalism, like look at what happened for you guys. You guys 1,000%. Got another a contract extension and you guys are going to be here. And, you know, you go into this next season and he doesn't have to worry about getting used to playing next to, you know, Marius Mims or, you know, Ted Karras. And you guys now like have your community here. And I think that's, I mean, it's probably got to be just like the biggest weight off your shoulders.
100%. Even going back to what you said about this past season where, you know, Dalt came in and then he was playing and then he lost his job and then he was playing again in the end of the year. I think the most special part about that is the character of Dalton never changed. Like mm-hmm. even when he was then the backup, he was still the same guy. And I think that that just goes to show, like you talked about some of the guys being really excited and wanting him back in the media, mm-hmm. like and being very vocal about that in some interviews. And I think that you don't have that unless you remain the same mm-hmm. guy. And let's be real, like losing your job to somebody and being able to remain the same person and be
awesome,
a great human, like, I look
so
up
commendable.
To him. Yeah, for sure.
You guys seem like a great team.
Oh,
so I wanted to ask you about social media, and you know, you briefly talked about it, but you have a ton of followers, and I would imagine most of what you see is positive, but then there's also just a pocket of people on social media that it doesn't matter what it is. You could be baking a brownie or, you know, doing something and someone's got an opinion about, did you crack the egg the right way or, you know, whatever. How do you deal with being so front facing on social media and showing parts of your life while also knowing that that opens a door for people to comment on your personal life? How do you deal with that?
Yeah, absolutely. That's a really good question. I think that over the last couple years, so social media has been my job for the past 4 years. And what I mean by that is like I signed with a management 4 years ago and work with different companies. And I think 4 years ago, if you would have asked me that question, I would have given you a very different answer. Mm-hmm. But I think that over time, I made the decision that my day-to-day job is going to be very miserable if I can't kind of turn that switch and realize that social media is not real and people are hiding behind, mm-hmm. you know, so much mm-hmm. that they're saying on there. And I honestly look at it in a light that it's like an alternate universe. I know that sounds crazy, but that it's just not reality. Mm-hmm. And I think that really helps me, whether it's someone commenting on me as a person or why I married my husband or our looks or this or that. You know what I mean? It can go from top to bottom. It's the crazy DMs I've received over the years. They're wild. Mm-hmm. But I think just continuing to look at it in that light of it's not real. And I don't think that those people would ever say that to my face. Right. And just kind of having to put the blinders on, because there's, for every negative comment, there's 100 positive. And there's so many really kind people out there as well. So just trying to focus on that.
So you said you signed with a team.
Yeah.
What all goes into being an influencer?
Yeah. Like that? So a lot of times people will have managers. And so either a management agency, I know there's like a lot of different lingo for it. But about 4 years ago, I had a team reach out to me and say like, hey, we would love to rep you. And at that time, I had no idea what that even meant. I'm like, wait, this can be a job?
Yeah.
Like, this is so fun. And so I've been with the same team over the past 4 years. And I just have an agent, a group chat, and they kind of bring me brand deals. I say yes or no, and then they kind of facilitate everything. So we have like a whole legal team. They go through contracts for me. It's really helpful.
Well, I don't want to put you on the spot, so you don't have to answer if it would get you in trouble with other brands. Do you have a favorite brand deal you've ever gotten that you can say, or we can move to another topic?
No, I love
this.
Okay, I have a brand deal that I worked on this past year with Oral-B, and they were actually located, the team was located here in Cincinnati.
Oh, yeah.
And it was so much fun. I hired like a videographer to help me kind of up the production, and we kind of just had fun with it. The team was really incredible. We like got to send a video back and forth, just like thanking them for working with me, especially being here in Cincinnati, which I was really, really grateful for. So it was fun. I would say that one.
Was there one that you, when you saw it come through your manager or through your inbox, that blew your mind, that you remember being like, holy cow, like, I can't believe I'm on this company's radar?
I would say that one.
Or
that
me.
Was a very big campaign. They were partnered with the NFL. And so it was just really like cool to be a part of mm-hmm. it. And it was cool.
I love seeing that social media has helped women like you and Kristen Juszczyk like start, take your passions and help you guys grow a career, like with her fashion line and your jewelry line. Like, you know, there's so much people can say there's negativity about social media, but if used the right way, totally. It can change your life. And so now absolutely. You think about like for your family and like Christian Utrecht's family, like Kyle's career and Dalton's career, you know, supported you guys financially yeah. early on. But now like those careers are only they're short. And so now yeah. it probably feels great to be like, you know, I've set us up for success too. I mean, is that how you feel about it?
1,000%. Like I said, even just the opportunities that have came my way that mm-hmm. I'm like, holy cow, I never knew this was even possible, mm-hmm. Which I'm so, so grateful for. I like growing up playing basketball, I wasn't really on social media. Mm-hmm. And so realizing that this is a career and a really great career for a lot of people, I'm like, this is my dream job. And I'm so grateful to be doing it.
Well, what is your... If you had a dream for your jewelry business, yeah. do you have any big dreams that you like, if you're like, if I could get this, it would be a dream come true. Is it like, do you have any big future plans that you just want to put out there yeah. right now and manifest for yourself?
I love that. Yes. A big goal of mine has been to get our line into Revolve or Shopbop. That would be so cool.
I can totally see that.
That would be so fun. Yeah. Yeah, that's like on my big goal okay. list this year.
Well, fingers crossed. yeah. And however the listeners and people watching this podcast, if we could help Whitney get there, that would be a great thing. Because that's sweet. That's really cool that you have those dreams and aspirations. So I hope that all works out for you.
Thank you.
I like to close out each episode by asking what you and Dalton like to do in Cincinnati when, you know, you're not at the games, like yeah. where could people see you and connect with you and you know, like what are some of your favorite things to do here in Cincinnati?
Yeah. Trying local food. Okay. That's our favorite. I feel like trying new restaurants has been so fun here. There's a lot of really good mm-hmm. ones and we've had so much fun with that.
That's a common thing people say is and I will say like Cincinnati is a good, like sneaky good food town.
Yes.
Yeah.
Agreed. Yeah. We just tried Boca the other night. It was really good. Soto, I think, mm-hmm. is our front runner.
It's my
right
favorite.
Now.
Yeah. yeah.
We also really love the Precinct, Jeff Ruby's. Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's some good ones here.
Awesome. Well, Whitney, thank you so much for joining me. I really appreciate you coming in the studio and learning more about your life and all the fun things that you have going on.
Thank you so much for having me.